number of months ago, this idea that I had, I felt very passionate about, again, for the reasons that I said before. When somebody told me that today he couldn't make it, he's actually doing the speech today. I think tomorrow is Rublicious, your site. I think tomorrow is ready. He's speaking at UC University today. We have a number of his colleagues that are speaking on his behalf. And I know Rublicious is like a father figure to the rabbis. So that's the only reason otherwise. I know he would have loved to be here today. And again, this idea was my passion. So when I went to Michael, and I said, Michael, the rabbi can't do it. What are we to do? So we both agreed, like within 3 seconds, that we wanted somebody who could deliver the passion for this speech. And the person that we both agreed upon was Rabbi Belzon, that he would be the ideal person to do it. Head of the Kol El from Fair Line by Adam Bellison to give today's shiur.
Thank you, Mendy. Thank you, everyone. Happy Father's Day. I'd like to discuss today. Mendy approached me a few weeks ago about speaking today on Father's Day, but a specific angle on the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em, which I really think is a little bit in disagreement with what Mendy presented, that he unfortunately was not able to fulfill the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em. And hopefully today we can discuss the nature of this mitzvah and demonstrate that really the mitzvah is still chai v'kayam, and you can fulfill the mitzvah even one passes on. You know, when I was thinking about what to speak about, so the joke came to my mind that there was once a man who was very ill, and it was his last few hours. And his son Moshe came into the room, and his father said to him, "Moshe, how are you?" And he says, "Father, forget me. How are you? What can I do for you? It's your last few hours." And his father turned to him and he says, "You know what? There's something you could do for me. Moshe, you know mommy's delicious apple strudel on the top of the freezer?" So Moshe says, Yeah, sure." He says, "Before I go, I wanna pass on with that taste of the delicious apple strudel as I pass on." So Moshe quickly gets up, runs into the kitchen, opens up the freezer, and mommy's sitting there in the kitchen. And she says, "Moshe, what's going on?" And she says, "Mommy, you're not going to believe it. Abba asked me in the last few hours if I can do something for him." And mommy said, "Yeah, what can we do? What? Well, tell me." So he says, "He asked me for the freezer, on top of the freezer, for the apple strudel, your delicious apple strudel. He wants to go with that taste in his mouth." And the mother turns to Moshe and he says, "Ay, I baked that for after the funeral." So just like the apple strudel is both before and after the funeral, so too the Gemara tells us in Kiddushin on Lamed Aleph Amud Beis that the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em, both honoring one's father and mother, is both mechayim, when one's parent is alive, but also la'achar misa, posthumously, once the parent passes on. And the Gemara delineates and lists and explains the nature of this mitzvah, both before and after death. Tanur Rabbanon, the rabbis told us, mechabdo b'chayev, u'mechabdo b'moso. You have an obligation to respect one's father when he's alive, and mother, and you have an obligation to respect one's father and mother after they pass on. B'chayev ketzad, the Gemara qualifies, and the Gemara says, how do you respect one's father during his lifetime? Hamnishma b'davar aviv l'makom lo yomer shalchuni b'shvil atzmi, maruni b'shvil atzmi, pateruni b'shvil atzmi. Elakulu Bishvil Abba. The Gemara says, if you're going to a certain area and they respect your father, and there's a way that you can give credit to your father, or you can get something through saying, you know who my father was? You remember the guy who built this shul? You remember the guy who did this? So therefore, you know, I deserve it, whatever it is. Or they could respect you. So the Gemara says, you should refer to your father. You should give the respect to your father. You should relay all the information to your father, and that's why you're deserving of such a thing. However, the Gemara says, Bimosa Ketzad, how does one respect one's father after he passes on? Haya Omer, Davar Shmuel Mipiv, Lo Yomer Kach Omer Abba, Ela Omer, Kach Omer Abba Mari, Hareini Kaparas Mishkava. The Gemara says, how does one honor one's father and mother after they pass on? So the Gemara says, when you're referring to your father, when you're saying a statement in the name of your father, so don't just say that, you know, whatever his name is, or dad just said this. Say it in a respectful manner. My father of Imori, Hareini Kaparas Mishkavo, I now accept upon myself, literally translated as all the Yisurin that he's getting up in the other olamos, I want to accept upon myself so he doesn't have to suffer. Hareini kaparas mishkavo. That's the way one should refer to one's father. And that in turn will be respect even after he passes on. Now it's an interesting Gemara Bemoso, accepting upon yourself. Hareini kaparas mishkavo. The poskim have a lengthy discussion off of this Gemara. Does one have the ability to accept the yisurin and punishments of someone else? Can I say that he shouldn't suffer? I want to be mekabel. I want to accept upon myself the punishment so he doesn't suffer. But that's the literal translation of the Gemara. Some of the mefarshim say, you're not literally accepting upon yourself the punishment because, like the Torah tells us, ish b'cheto yumas, a person suffers and will die for his own sins. But you're expressing such a deep love towards the one who passed on that I would be willing to accept upon myself because I care so much for him. And if it was possible, I would accept the responsibilities. But that's really a shir in its own right. How does one understand the statement of Hareini Kaparas Mishkavo? One should refer to one's father as Avimori, and I'm accepting upon myself all of his Yisurim. But when one reads this Gemara, it's a little strange. Why does the Gemara have to distinguish? Why does the Gemara have to change the example of how to honor one's father both in his lifetime and after he passes on? The Gemara's example that it gave when a father is living, that you walk into an area, you walk into a store, you walk into a community and say, you know who my father was? My father built this. My father donated this. Don't take the credit for yourself. Take the credit to your father. Why can't I use that example also when he passes on? But most okates, I do the same exact thing. My father who lived here 65 years ago, he's the one who's responsible of building Fairlawn. My father started Yiddishkeit in America, whatever it is. Why can't that be the example? If anything, I would have flipped the whole Gemara. I would have thought that would be the classical example of honoring one's parent after one passes on. That's the first question. Second question is, it's striking. You read one line before this Gemara, that the Gemara is telling us that one is obligated to honor one's father and mother, both in the parent's lifetime and after they pass on. The Gemara has a fascinating story. The Gemara quotes the story of Rav Asi. Rav Asi was involved in the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Aim, Kibud Aim specifically. His mother was around, and his mother said, do this for me, get me this piece of jewelry. He went and got it. Then his mother said to him, do me a favor, Rav Asi, get me a shidduch. So Rav Asi immediately responded and he said, okay, I'll put you on YUConnect, no problem. Then his mother said, no, I want a shidduch just like you. So now Rav Asi realized there's something wrong here. And the Mefarshim explained, this is a source for another shir, where one's parent is not all there, and unfortunately it's very, very difficult to live and be involved with honoring one's parent. So there's a tremendous machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid in Hilchos Mamrim, whether or not one could arrange that someone else takes care of the parent because I can't do it. And the source for the Rambam to paskin like that is this Gemara. Because Rav Asi realized that it's not going to work out and nothing, he's not going to be able to fulfill her needs. So Rav Asi set up that someone else should take care of her. And Rav Asi went to Eretz Yisrael. And he went to learn. Then he heard that his mother was coming after him. So he asked the Rosh Yeshiva, he said, Rosh Yeshiva, should I go leave Eretz Yisrael? Should I go meet my mother? And the Rosh Yeshiva thought for a second. It wasn't simple. He wasn't sure. Finally, he gave him the answer. He says, I think you should go. As he was leaving and he was carrying his bags to meet his mother, the Gemara says he met a group of men with a casket. His mother was there. And his mother, unfortunately, passed away. And Rav Asi ends the Gemara and he says like this, if I would have known that I would have met her like this, I would have never left. Now the Rashash, some of Farshim say, he means that he would never have left originally. He would have never have left America. He would never have gone to Eretz Yisrael in the first place. But most of the Mefarshim do not understand the Gemara like that. Most of the Mefarshim understand simply that I wouldn't have come to meet my mother if I knew she would have been in a casket, if I knew that she wasn't alive anymore. And the Rishonim, the Tosfos Riazaki, the Marsha, they all ask, I don't understand. We just went through a Gemara that tells us one is obligated to honor one's parents even after Misa, even after they're in a casket, even after they're no longer with us, the mitzvah of Kibud Av Va'im continues. So why is Rav Asi making this strange statement, I would have known she would have been like this, I would have never left Yeshiva. That's not correct. What's going on over here? So I think to answer these questions, one has to analyze the mitzvah of Kibud Av Va'im. But before doing so, I'd like to pose one more question about honoring one's father posthumously after Misa and mother. Reb Kiva Eger, in a fascinating tshuva, in Madura Kama and Simen Samaches, Reb Kiva Eger is discussing that one a scenario where one's mother passed away and one's father's still alive, and the mother requested that the son say Kaddish for her. However, the father says, one second, I'm still living. You're going to say Kaddish? That means I'm not going to be here for a long time. That's a big iron heart for me, says the father. So the father says, don't say Kaddish. I do not want you to say Kaddish. I'm still alive. She's no longer here. Listen to me. Don't listen to her. Reb Kiva Eger is not sure. What should the child do in such a situation? It's a difficult predicament. So Reb Kiva Eger, within that tshuva discussing what he should do, he asked the following question. The Gemara that we just presented says that a person obviously has to honor one's parent, both when he's alive and when he or she is passed on. However, the Gemara in Ksuba Sandaf Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph tells us that one of the aspects of Kibud Av Va'im, one of the ways to respect one's parent, is not only to respect the parent, but to respect the people around the parent. What do I mean by the people around the parent? The Gemara tells us that one has to respect one's father's wife, meaning, Eishes Aviv, my father's wife who's not technically my mother. I have an obligation, Minat Torah, to respect her. And similarly, the Gemara says, I have an obligation to respect Achicha HaGadol, your oldest brother. And the Gemara says those are two mitzvahs Kibud Av Va'im that don't necessarily pertain to the father, but they extend to other members of the family system. But the Gemara says that's only when the father's alive. If the father's not alive, he's not Kayim anymore, so then one doesn't have to respect one's oldest brother, and it doesn't exist. And the Ramban explains, because the nature of respecting one's father is an extension of respecting one's oldest brother is an extension of respecting one's father. You're respecting the system. You're respecting the hierarchy. And therefore, when the father's no longer around and his wife is not necessarily married, is not married to him anymore because he passed on. So you're not obligated to respect Minat Torah, those people, anymore. But Reb Kivager asks, I don't understand the premise of this whole shiur. We just presented that mitzvah's kibud av va'em is a mitzvah which exists forever. It's a mitzvah which even exists la'achar misa. So why don't I have to respect my older brother? Why don't I have to respect my father's wife even after he passes on la'achar misa as well? These are the questions and challenges of the premise of my shiur, the premise of my disagreement with Mendy, that there is still a mitzvah of kibud av va'em that he can still fulfill, but yet there are other gemaras that we're presenting that seem to portray that the mitzvah is no longer in existence after the father or mother passes on la'achar misa. So I think in order to answer and resolve all these issues, one has to delve into two other sugyas in the mitzvah of kibud av va'em, and I think that will shed light onto the issue at hand as well. What is the halacha about honoring one's grandfather? Is one obligated to honor one's grandfather or not? So the Ramah in Hilchos Kibud av va'em in Siman Reish Mem, he quotes the Medrash that Rashi quotes in Sefer Bereishis. Vayizbach Yaakov Elokei Aviv Yitzchak. The Rashi quotes the Medrash that says, Mikan Shekibud Aviv Yoser Mi Avi Aviv. A person is obligated in honoring one's father more than honoring one's grandfather. But the Ramah and Rashi infer from there that you're obviously obligated in honoring one's grandfather. There's just precedence that one should honor one's father above and beyond a grandfather. Yet there seem to be a few gemaras that imply that there is no kibud and respect and obligation to respect one's grandfather. The Gemara in Makos discusses a scary situation that a family did not get family therapy when they needed, and there were a lot of murderers in the family, and the father in one situation killed one's brother, and the Gemara tells us, and that's why it's discussed in the Maseches Makos, because one of our obligations is to be a Gol Hadam. If someone in my family, Nebuch, Chas V'Shalom, was killed by someone else, so I have the obligation to, I don't wait till Bezdin could take care of him. I have the obligation to avenge my brother's or my relative's blood and kill that person. However, the Gemara says, if it was your father, so and he killed your brother, so then you don't become a Gol Hadam and you don't kill your father. However, the Gemara in that same line says, but if it's your grandfather who killed your father, so then you would become a Gol Hadam and kill your grandfather. So the Mefarshim asked, isn't this in contradiction with the Medrash that we just said? That just like a person is obligated in Kibud av va'em and therefore he doesn't become a Gol Hadam when your father killed your brother, so too, I shouldn't become a Gol Hadam when my grandfather killed my father. Doesn't this, Rav Shlomo Kluger, many of the Mefarshim ask, doesn't this challenge the whole premise that there's a mitzvah's kibud, there's a mitzvah to respect one's grandfather similar to respecting one's father? That's the first challenge on respecting one's grandfather. Then there's another Gemara. On the last Gemara in Sota, the Gemara in Sota says that Rav Acha Bar Yaakov was the grandfather of Rav Yaakov, and he was sitting and teaching him. And then he asked for a cup of water. The Gemara in Sota on Mem Tes. And Rabbi Yaakov, in a sharp way, turns to Rabbi Acha Bar Yaakov and he says, I don't have to get you a cup of water. You're not my father. You're my grandfather. Like, kind of like the kids do today. And the Mefarshim are very bothered. Wait, Rabbi Yaakov, what's he saying? First of all, you're wrong. Look at the Ramah. Look at the Medrash. You are obligated in honoring one's grandfather. And such a chutzpahdik a comment? Like, we can't read this at face value. What does he mean? So those are, I think, two issues that will shed light on our discussion today. And finally, the last issue that we're going to solve and resolve and shed light on the whole mitzvah is the mitzvah and the issue and the topic that every high school kid wants to know the answer to. Am I obligated to honor my father who's a Rasha? Every student asks this question. This is the first sugya. They want to learn B'iyun. They want to know all the details. And it's not a simple answer. There's a machlokas between the Rishonim, between the Rambam and the Tur. If a father is a Rasha, and the Pesachei Tshuva says that doesn't mean a person who did an Avera once. It means a person who really is a Rasha, who's constantly not following the mitzvah Satorah, and he has to be classified, and it's not simple to be classified as such a person. But let's say you have an individual who's a Rasha. Am I chayev in Kibud Avayim? Do I have to respect him? Do I have to listen to him? Or no? So the Tur writes that one is not obligated in the mitzvah of Kibud Avayim. And that's even brought down lahalacha in Shulchan Aruch. However, in the Ramah, the Rambam disagrees with the Tur. The Rambam says no matter what the situation, no matter what the father did, you are obligated in mitzvahs Kibud Avayim. You don't have an exemption because of his religious activities. Because he might be wicked or he might be a Rasha. The Rambam says, Chi of Kibud Avayim is across the board. Yet the problem is, the Tur presents a Gemara, black on white, both in Baba Metzia and Daf Samach Beis and Aleph, and in Baba Kama and Daf Tzadi Dalet and Beis, a Gemara that we discussed in the Kolel, in the Shir, in Parshas Bahar, when we were giving our series in Hilchos Ribbis. The Gemara says, what happens if a father had a bank account and he was lending with interest? Which is a prohibition, Minat Torah, a biblical prohibition. The Gemara says, and he didn't have the ability to return the ribis before he died. To return the interest before he died, which is one of his obligations. When they charge it with interest, they have the mitzvah to give it back to the borrower. So the Gemara says, if the father attempted to do tshuva, and he's osem aisa amcha, so then the children should give back the ribis. And the same thing with stolen property, if the father stole property. They should give back the stolen property. However, if the father never did tshuva, he didn't even attempt to become a tzaddik, to go within the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he stayed within his wicked ways, so then the Gemara says, you don't have to give back the interest, the children do not have to give back the stolen property, and they're not chayiv in Kibud Avayim. So the Tur turns to the Rambam and he says, black on white, you see that one of the qualifications for being chayiv in Kibud Avayim is that the father has to be, make sure that he's not a Rasha. He has to be osem aisa amcha, he has to be a tzaddik. He has to be doing the right thing. And if he didn't attempt to do tshuva, I don't have to respect him and return the ribbis so that he's not punished for that in the world to come. What's the Rambam going to do with this Gemara? It's black on white. So I think the answer to this question lies within something that Reb Kiva Eiger that I think is going to answer all the questions that we present. The Minchas Chinuch, the Maram Shik, a few of the Achronim point out that the mitzvah of Kibud Avayim, respecting one's parent, is an interesting mitzvah. It plays on both sides of the fence. The Ramban tells us that if we look at the Aseres HaDibros, the Ten Commandments, so the first Ten Commandments are Bein Adam L'Makom. And the second Ten Commandments are Bein Adam L'Chaveru. Bein Adam L'Makom between man and God. And the second five Commandments are between man and one's fellow friend. And therefore, the Ramban presents that it seems to be that the mitzvah of Kibud Avayim is a mitzvah Bein Adam L'Makom. Like the Sefer Achinuch writes, that when you're involved with recognizing the parents that brought you into this world, so ultimately that will make you cognizant and mimakir tov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who also was involved in creating you and everything that you're involved with. And it will ultimately bring me closer to God, and the mitzvah of Kibud Avayim, respecting one's parents, is a mitzvah Bein Adam L'Makom. Yet, the Mefarshim write, and I think intuitively we would all thought, that there's definitely a Bein Adam L'Chaveru aspect when it comes to the mitzvah of Kibud Avayim. My parents put supper on the table. My parents gave tuition and sent me to school. It's due that I be makir tov, that I take care of them, that I listen to them. That is an obligation. That's a reciprocal relationship. They gave me, I gave them. What mitzvah bein adam l'chaveru? Mitzvah bein adam l'chaveru is a concept of reciprocity. They give you, I give them. Of course I'm obligated bein adam l'chaveru to take care of my parents. So which one is it? Is it bein adam l'makom or is it bein adam l'chaveru? And I think the Achronim, they explain that when it comes to this mitzvah, it's both. It's both a vehicle to get closer to God, bein adam l'makom, but it's also a mitzvah between you and your friend, between you and your parent, bein adam l'chaveru, independent of the Ribbono Shel. And it has both of those aspects. And I think this dichotomy, this distinction, these two components are the answer to all of our questions. You see, when it comes to the mitzvah, bein adam l'makom, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to respect those people that are in the makom and the righteous and the mitzvah-oriented chiyuv. So therefore, when a person is a goal adam, and he's acting in a rishis type way, it could be that he's not going to be obligated in the bein adam l'makom aspect. Yeah, but what happened to the bein adam l'chaveru? So that's the answer. When it comes to one's parents, when it comes to someone who gave tuition, who took care of me, who I owe like a bein adam l'chaveru type mitzvah, so then yeah, whether he's a rasha, whether he's a nice guy, I owe it to him. I can't make cheshbonos, this guy who lent me money, he's a rasha, I don't have to pay him back. Come on. That's a mitzvah bein adam l'chaveru, you owe it to him. I don't care how righteous he is, a father who's a rasha, the Rambam is arguing, you're chayev because of the bein adam l'chaveru aspect. However, when it comes to one's grandfather, when you're looking at back to the dorei doros, and you're reflecting back, ultimately what's going to connect you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's not the bein adam l'chaveru, that's the bein adam l'makom. I look at my grandfather, not because he necessarily enabled me on a technical level and practically gave me food and took care of me, but I thank him and respect him for the bein adam l'makom aspects of Kibud Avaim. For the fact that he's part of the dorei doros that brought me into existence. And I thank him for that. And I have to respect him, bein adam l'makom, similar to the fact that I have to respect HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I will now come to respect the earliest one, which is God. But Hashem, when it comes to the bein adam l'makom, wants us to respect people that deserve respect on a bein adam l'makom level. And therefore, if a person is a rasha, if a person is not deserving of such respect, a grandfather who's involved in the bein adam l'makom aspect of Kibud Av V'Em, and he's a murderer, and he killed your father, so then, be a goel hadam. Avenge your father's blood. Because the mitzvah of Kibud Avi Aviv doesn't exist in such a circumstance. It doesn't exist. Because the nature of the chiyuv of one's grandfather is a bein adam l'makom chiyuv. Because it's not a reciprocity, it's not something that I owe to him. It's something that I thank for what he created, similar to God. But that's only if he's deserving, if he's righteous. However, the Rambam that says that a person is obligated to honor one's father, even if he's a rasha, and the Torah challenged and he said, look, it's black on white. If the father died and he didn't give back the ribbis, the interest, he didn't give back the gezel, you don't have to give it back because he didn't do tshuva. And only if he did tshuva are you obligated in Kibud Av V'Em. So I think the answer is because, yeah, that's once he passes on. I don't have mitzvahs bein adam l'chaveru if a person is no longer in existence. But it's only the mitzvah bein adam l'makom that exists after a person passes on. I have a chiyuv to pay back. I have a chiyuv to pay someone if he's in existence. He's here. I owe him. He owes me. We work together. Bein adam l'chaveru. There are no mitzvahs bein adam l'chaveru after a person is no longer with us. What obligates you in the mitzvah after one passes on? That's the aspect of Kibud Av V'Em, Bein Adam L'Makom. And that's why the Rambam distinguished. The Rambam agrees to what the Gemara says. The Rambam says, yeah, that Gemara is talking about La'achar Misa, after one passes on. So I agree, that's only a Chiyuv Bein Adam L'Makom. If he's still in his wicked ways, he's still a Rasha, of course you're not obligated in Mitzvahs Kibud Av V'Em, and I agree with you, the tour. The Rambam says, I was talking about a Rasha that's still alive. That's a parent that deals on a day-to-day basis with this child and has that personal relationship on a Bein Adam L'Chaveiro type level. So then, you're talking about owing something? You're talking about repayment? That exists, the Rambam says, even if the father is a Rasha. And there is no Gemara that's challenging that premise and that theory that I'm presenting. Because the mitzvah Bein Adam L'Chaveiro exists across the board. It's through these ideas that I think we can resolve and understand our original questions. We are presenting is that the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em, when one's parent is alive, and when one passes on, although they are both biblical and they are both in existence, they change in nature. The mitzvah when one's parent is alive is a mitzvah Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. And Bein Adam L'Makom. But it has that element of Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. And therefore, I have to take care of him. Machileu, Mashkehu. I have to get him dressed. I have to take care of his physical needs. That's something that I owe my father and mother. That's a Bein Adam L'Chaveiro type mitzvah. They are in existence. I have to take care of them. To the extent that the Rambam says, even if he's a Rasha, it doesn't matter. You owe this person just like you owe him back if he gave you a loan. However, once one passes on, the mitzvah changes in its nature. It's not to give the parent any positive benefit. It's not, as Reb Kiva Eger writes, to give him nachas ruach, to make him feel good. No. Now, Reb Kiva Eger says, it's not nachas ruach, it's not giving him any positive benefit, it's giving something simply called respect. I salute who my father was. I will refer to him in a respectful manner. Not in a payback manner, not in a taking care of manner, not in a feeding manner, something that he physically is gaining from. No. Now he's no longer in existence. He doesn't have these feelings. He doesn't have feelings, the Gemara tells us. He doesn't even know about exactly, unless he's told through the Malachim, all the different aspects of what's going on. But one is still obligated to be respectful. To refer to one's father in a respectful manner. And that's the chiyuv, and that's why the Gemara switches in what the examples are, mechayim ul'achar misa. Mechayim, you have to walk into a community and say, you know who my father was? Give him credit. Make him feel good. Like Reb Kiva Eger says, give him nachas ruach. Let him get a geschmack about who he is. He deserves it. That's something that I owe to him. He takes care of you. You have a bein adam l'chaveiro chiyuv. But after Misa, once he passes on, now I have to refer to him in a respectful way, but not because he's going to get something out of it. Not because he's going to gain, but because that is respect. And that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said in the mitzvahs Bein Adam L'Makom that one has to refer to one's father as Avi Mori. Hareni kaparas mishkava. That is the way I refer to the person who brought me into this world. Not because I owe it to him anymore, and that's not the driving force after Misa, but because he is my father, and just like I'm makir tov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I speak with respect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lahavdil, I speak with respect, and I address my father in such a respectful manner. And that's the answer to Reb Kiva Eger's issue. Why is it that the Gemara says, even though the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em exists after one passes on, I'm not obligated anymore after he passes on to respect one's oldest brother. I'm not obligated to respect a father's wife. But isn't that all the Ramban tells us connected to the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em, which exists, Bein Mechayim, Bein La'achar Misa? It exists also after one passes on? No. That's the Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. When a father walks into a home, and he sees a wild scenario, and kids are jumping, and they're beating up on the older brother. You know, we learned in the rabbinic classes, there's something called family systems. They have to work in a system, something therapists use all the time. There has to be a system. And that is honor for the father. That's what you owe in taking care of the father. But what is that? That's as Rabbi Kibeger calls nachas ruach. That's just like I give him food, just like I take care of his needs, I can put his shoes on, I also give him nachas, that I can respect my oldest brother. That doesn't exist anymore after the Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, the interpersonal obligation, is lost once he passes on from this world. And that's the answer to those Gemaras. And the last Gemara, Rabbi Yaakov, which we thought was a chutzpahdik, a comment, or Rabbi Acha bar Yaakov, and he says, you're my grandfather, I don't have to get you a cup of water. What a chutzpah. No, the answer is, he was saying, I do have to respect you, but I have to respect you in a Bein Adam L'Makom type way. I have to refer to you in a respectful way. I have to say Harini Kaparas Meshchavo. I have to speak about you in a respectful way, but I don't owe anything to you. I don't have to take care of your needs like I have to take care of my father and mother's needs. Because that is someone who I owe, who took care of me, I have an interpersonal chiyuv and obligation, Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, and that's the answer to all of these issues. So it's not that Rav Asi said when he saw his mother's casket that he's not interested and he forgot the Gemara, that he's not obligated anymore in mitzvahs kibud av va'im, even though she passed on. Of course he's obligated in respect. But he's obligated in respect of Bein Adam L'Makom. He's not obligated anymore just to make her feel good that he's now accompanying the casket. No, if he has a cheshbon, he has to go back to yeshiva, he could make an argument that he doesn't have to do that. Because the nature of the respect afterwards is Bein Adam L'Makom, is similar to respect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not the physical needs or the nachas ruach or taking care of his attitude like he would be at the time that the parent was living. And I just like to close and say that, again, this is a mitzvah that for many of us is everlasting and existing, and it's a beautiful thing that people are very makpid when it comes to the honoring one's parents, which exists minat Torah even after one passes on. And we're just suggesting that that's the nature of that is Bein Adam L'Makom. It's not a reciprocal obligation anymore. It's not a physical obligation. It's not a feel-good obligation. But rather, it's a religious obligation. So I'd just like to close with a statement of the Divrei Malkiel, as well as the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch for Shlomo Gansfru. It's a really beautiful thing that people are very makbid to say Kaddish after one passes on. And this is part of the analysis that we're speaking about. Bein Adam L'Makom. I am now an extension of my father, but look at me. I am being Mekadosh Shem Shemayim Barabim. I am making a Kiddush Hashem. And that is now going to help him with his connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bein Adam L'Makom aspects of Kibud Av Va'Em. Not because I owe it to him, not because I have to take care of him, but because now HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees there's a religious aspect over here. But I'd like to mention one thing that I've seen in other communities, not here at Baruch Hashem, but I think people get lost. And the Divrei Malkiel, I saw this statement when he was referring to the mitzvah of Kaddish, and he says, people lose out when it comes to the mitzvah of Kaddish. Because Kaddish is a beautiful thing, and you're really taking care of this obligation, Bein Adam L'Makom, you're showing how there is a salute religiously to one's parent, and you're connected to God, and you're connected to one's parent in a religious way. But people end up fighting over the mitzvah of Kaddish. Fighting over getting the Amud. And the Divrei Malkiel says, you're missing the boat. This is not unique. The mitzvah of Kaddish, the mitzvah of being a chazan, you can get the same schar, you can do the same exact thing if you're makbid on a halacha, if you're makbid when it comes to Lashon Hara, if you're makbid on Chilul Shabbos, bischus your father's memory or your mother's memory. It's all just being an extension of one's parent. but doing so and showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I am an outgrowth of that person. I am a brach harada avua. I am a leg of my father and mother, and I'm Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. One of those ways is making a Kiddush Hashem and saying Kaddish. But you're going to fight about the Kaddish. You're going to fight about being a chazan. You lost it. Now HaKadosh Baruch, the Beit Adon Lemakom is not going to be there anymore. Adarava, go home, say the Kaddish quietly, be one in the shul, be mevater, and take a mitzvah upon yourself. It says the Divrei Malkiel, that'll have the same exact effect, if not more, than the Kaddish, or fighting over the Amri. And in Mirtz Hashem, we should be mechazik, those of us who have both aspects, the Beit Adon Lechavero, and the Beit Adon Lemakom, and those of us who have the mitzvah Beit Adon Lemakom, which is a very important chelek. And Baruch Hashem, we all have the opportunity to be involved in this mitzvah, le'olam void. And I thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for this opportunity to relay this message. And Amir Tzah Hashem, we should all be mechazik, not only in Kaddish, not only in being a chazan, but in shmiras, Torah u'mitzvahs, b'zchus, all of our parents, and our parents that are alive, and our parents that have passed on. Thank you.